From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now, or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. A production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt.
My name is Noel.
They call me Ben. We're joined, as always, with our super producer, Dylan the Tennessee Pal Fagan. Most importantly, you are you. You are here. That makes this the stuff they don't want you to know. Dylan, let's get a quick record scratch. Nice. Maybe a hallelujah. Cool. Okay, that's the last sound cue we'll ask for. This is part two of a two-part series on something called the third man syndrome, or the third man factor. If you have not listened to part one, please, 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 pause this. We'll still be friends, we promise, and check out part one, because, guys, we went to some weird places.
Boy, did we ever.
Oh, yeah. And, guys, in between these two episodes, I've mentioned just off air that I was reading that book, The Nameless, and yes. I didn't realize that a big part of that book is about the Enochian language that we covered in Do Angels Have a Language?
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It reminded me of this episode.
Yeah, Nameless is a wholesome, rollicking read.
It's true.
Fun for the entire family.
Don't do it. Do not Christmas gift this to your child.
Forget Judy Blume. This is what your kid needs to be reading.
Oh, my God.
God? It's me, Malik.
It's written by one of our favorite graphic novel authors, Grant Morrison, that Ben, you got me into with The Invisibles when I was just a wee kid. So thank you for that. But it really is dark. Like, be careful.
Oh, and also check out Clean Room. I'm bullish on it. Anyway, this is part two. Man, folks, the buzz surrounding GLP-1 treatments is ubiquitous. However, are you aware of future health? You should be, because they streamline the process of connecting with qualified GLP-1 specialists.
For sure. GLP-1s have been an absolute game changer for a handful of folks in my life. Some people just struggle with what they call that food noise, and it's not just a quick fix. It can actually be a way of helping manage that food noise and propel you towards having a little bit more control of your body and your life when you pair it with good diet and exercise.
We recommend you take the quick Future Health 3-minute survey. From there, if approved by a clinician, you'll get prescribed and get meds delivered to your door within 24 hours.
So find out if weight loss meds are right for you in 3 minutes at tryfh.com. That's tryfh.com.
Tryfh.com.
Future Health is not a healthcare services provider. Meds are prescribed at provider's discretion. Results may vary. Sponsored by Future Health.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play. Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hi, everyone. It's Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb from the Today Show. We love this time of year. There's so much to celebrate.
That's right. Nobody does the holidays quite like today. All season long, join us for special performances with the brightest stars.
Plus, festive recipes to whip up the perfect holiday feast and great deals on the hottest toys and gifts for everyone on your list.
So join us every morning on NBC to make today your home for the holidays.
Chronic migraine is 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine before they start. Botox is not approved for adults with migraine who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. Botox prevents, on average, 8 to 9 headache days a month versus 6 to 7 for placebo.
Botox is a prescription medicine injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Talk to your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
Joel, as you know, my father served in the military. He was in satellite communications, SATCOM. I'm not sure if that's what they still call it these days.
Sounds cool.
But when I think about him, truly, and the other veterans I know, I'm reminded of their quiet strength, their resilience. Those are some of the qualities they carry with them long after their service ends. Well, at Navy Federal Credit Union, every day is Veterans Day, and they are proud to have served the military community for over 90 years.
Veterans Day only highlights Navy Federal's everyday commitment, because Navy Federal serves more than 2 million veterans by providing the support they need to succeed financially. They offer members exclusive rates, discounts, and perks, and 45% of their employees are directly tied to the military. So Navy Federal understands the needs of the veterans they serve.
That's right. Navy Federal donates to not-for-profits focused on veterans, like The Mission Continues and Rebuilding Together. It's good to see an organization prioritize those who have served our country. And remember that active duty veterans and their families can join Navy Federal Credit Union. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/veterans. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
So we could say logically then that the mind reacting to adverse environmental conditions conjures its own ghost as a defense mechanism. This means the explanation could be as simple as your neurons misfiring in your brain. They're playing their synaptic air hockey wrong. Or another, I like that image, another biochemical reaction.
Yeah, but then the question becomes, are they misfiring or are they firing exactly as intended to get the desired effect? You know what I mean? So many things that we look at as like a malfunction, when you dig a little deeper, it starts to feel quite functional.
Like sickle cell anemia and malaria?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I get what you're saying, man. Like, it's something that maybe there was a time where certain circumstances led to those being positive mutations. But then when those conditions have changed and the thing remains, it no longer is. Is that right?
That's possible. Yeah, this is, it's definitely clearly not an everyday thing for the vast majority of human beings, but each human being is kind of snowflake or fingerprint level unique, right? You've got the same factory equipment, but that factory equipment is continually modified by cultural, environmental, and internal decision points, to quote Bush. So
it sounds like we're getting towards some of the stuff we've talked about with the complexity of the evolution of this old noggin, the thing we got inside this skull of ours.
Yeah, the bicameral mind. Let's introduce that, because look, all we're saying about environmental factors and physical privation, it does not explain, like that explains how people can hallucinate, but it does not explain a common factor of third man syndrome, which is the presence seems to actually help to trigger or inspire action. History is riddled with people who have hallucinated, and let's be brutally honest, believing you can fly, really believing you can fly, has not once, not never resulted in a person actually flying.
Dang.
So far. So we believe in you. Don't jump. So what's the difference between third man factor and these other cases of skewed perspective? This is where we got to go to our pal Joe McCormick of Stuff to Blow Your Mind. If you like our show, you will love theirs. In an earlier episode, years and years ago now, we teamed up with Joe to explore this idea of the bicameral mind. What is it, for a quick recap?
Yeah. Wonderful episode. Definitely worth checking out again. It is this idea of bicameral mentality that is a hypothesis created by psychologist Julian James, who argues that for a large portion of human history, up to the time of the ancient Greeks, humans didn't consider their emotions and desires to be something that came from within, rather that came from
external sources. It was almost like we are a television receiver being broadcast into, you know, from outside of ourselves. There's no inner monologue. If thought occurs to you, instead of thinking about thinking, metacognition, you have in fact had something beaming this information into your skull.
What?
I know.
So instead of thinking, I'm hungry, I would like, you know, I'd like a Philly cheesesteak. I'm hungry. I'd like a quesadilla. The bicameral mind theory argues that up until the time of the ancient Greeks, people would think they heard a voice from outside, be that God or a demon, saying, you're hungry. You want a quesadilla. And this Sick. Is way before the invention of the quesadilla.
Dude, if you're looking for this episode, guys, I don't know if we ever put it out as a classic, but the original was back in 2017. I couldn't find it in our meta as a classic, but it came out in 2017 if you're looking for it.
We're big fans of this one. The theory posits that the human mind once operated in a divided state. Cognitive functions were split, and one part of your brain appeared to be speaking. A second part of the brain, that was your quote-unquote your you that you think of when you think of yourself, that part was listening and obeying. And so our buddy Julian James says the erosion, the breakdown of this divide is what created the thing we call human consciousness today. Right. Got to be careful. This theory is not universally accepted. It has a fair share of critics, but God, how fascinating.
It makes sense. The brain thinking about thinking, because it's not the same part thinking. Right? It's one part of your brain thinking about the other part of your brain having ideas. Weird.
Right, right. What does the air conditioner know about the tires?
100%. But this is somewhat, I wouldn't say controversial, but this theory is not something that's universally accepted.
Yeah. I mean, if this mental state did or does indeed exist, could it be possible? We're just spitballing here, folks. Could it be possible that extreme stress could trigger a temporary return to this cognitive pattern? Could your brain go into a kind of retreat mode, regressing back to bicameralism as a survival mechanism?
I mean, I think it's a definite possibility, and it would be super helpful in those moments if that's what was happening.
Yeah. And I'm also thinking too, before we continue, just the various spinoffs of this. What if you have third man syndrome? This is a good comedy sketch for us. And the third man never goes away and just asks you to do increasingly weird and cartoonish stuff and reminds you of the time that they saved your life in Antarctica.
Dude, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Oh, you know, it makes me think of we've kind of already mentioned this, but the fight or flight thing, where that is your brain reverting back to old school, just take action right now. This is what we're going to do. Take it. Do it now. Don't think, just go.
Act right now.
Yeah. Either fight that thing or get the heck out of here right now. We're not going to contemplate it. We're not going to even think about what it looks like or, you know, any of the details. We're just going to put our feet to the ground and go.
Yeah. And we do have some good news for people who, like us, are fascinated with the bicameral mind theory. Research into this concept is continuing. Neuroimaging appears to potentially support the idea that auditory hallucinations may arise from the right temporal parietal lobe and then be transmitted to the left temporal parietal lobe. All that to say, if you look at someone's brain in the correct circumstances, then it does appear that some kind of interaction or communication is happening in a way that would not normally occur to most human beings. Also, third man, you might not always see the presence, but you often hear a voice.
Yeah, that was such a fascinating thing when we covered that topic. I remember, I think we learned that in some people who are experiencing schizophrenia, they're actually moving their jaw in like these micro movements.
Sub-vocalization.
Yeah, causing the person to physically hear the thoughts that were being formed that they were unaware of because they were being potentially formed in the right parietal, as you're talking about, then transferred to the left as they hear the sounds that they're making. So weird.
That's wild, man. It's wild. The human brain... still very much an unknown country as the literary boffins.
Well, just so much stuff is happening under the surface. I mean, just the idea of like this inner life that we may or may not even be tuned into half of the time, not to mention like those involuntary muscle movements and like you said, the jaw movements and things that are kind of indicators of all of this stuff bubbling just under the surface. It kind of really makes your head spin when you think about it.
Well, you could go so deep into some of this stuff that we're talking about here, because it could, you know, if you break it way out and allow yourself to at least contemplate some of the more metaphysical things,
sure.
Even though we're narrowing down into some of the scientific parts, we still don't understand the mechanisms, right?
Exactly.
Of why it happens, which is why we have the religion thing, as you said, Ben, to bring it in to explain the why. But like something could be taking possession in some way of just that one part of your physical body, your brain, to then send those ideas to you.
You're a vessel of a higher power.
Yeah. Right? And I mean, what a perfect tool and all of the receivers, you know, that we are equipped with as human beings. I mean, it just blows my mind, just the specialization and the ability for our human forms and like all the equipment that we've got on board, I guess, for lack of a better way of describing it, that links up so perfectly with these concepts that we're talking about. I mean, I'm sorry. I know it's sort of like I'm stating the obvious, but I do occasionally just get overwhelmed by it.
It's an overwhelming thing. I like to, you know, I love to think in metaphor or simile. It's a great way to learn. One example could be looking at this as the human brain's version of the local TV station taking over the broadcast for an emergency warning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. You think that you can change the channel, but if things get rough, they're taking over.
Can we talk about the God helmet, guys? I'm just sorry. This is the most metal thing of all time. I just love it. I just love the name of the concept alone.
Ah, yes, the God helmet. I love that you describe it as metal, sometimes also called the Koren helmet, K-O-R-E-N. This thing is like, it looks kind of silly if you pull up the picture. It's created by a guy named Stanley Koren and a neuroscientist named Michael Persinger. And they wanted to say, they wanted to find out what happens to a person's subjective experience, what you feel you're encountering, if you stimulate the temporal lobes. How does this make them feel about thoroughly human things like creativity and religious experience? This is straight up a snowmobile helmet, all right? The name makes it sound like a crazy Warhammer 40K kind of thing or a Magic the Gathering card, but God Helmet is a snowmobile helmet with some brain monitoring toys strapped across it.
I think you've seen it in Ghostbusters, probably. It's definitely
that
cliche kind of like science helmet. It's that kind of DIY in your science garage, custom built mind reading helmet.
Yeah, but it doesn't just protect you from, you know, going over the handlebars. This thing's got magnetic fields that it produces.
Mm-hmm, like TCDS or TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, transcranial direct current. This is a method of subjecting parts of the brain to weak magnetic force. We know it sounds bonkers because you might be saying, hey, guys, is the idea that we're using science to trigger an experience with the divine or the sensation of such?
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah. But stick with us here. We know how it sounds. We wanted to go to some great writing by our colleague Molly Edmonds, who penned an article about this for our alma mater, How Stuff Works. She has a great description of this that is going to take us to some very interesting places.
Shout out to Molly.
Indeed. Molly says, the God helmet includes electrodes that Persinger used to alter the electromagnetic field at the temporal lobes. Persinger claims that he can create a religious experience for anyone by disrupting the brain with regular electric pulses. This will cause the left temporal lobe to explain the activity in the right of the brain as a sensed presence.
Yeah. So one side of your brain says, hey, man, what the heck? And the other side of your brain says, oh, yeah, dude, there's someone here.
Whoa.
And that's what your other, that's the original half of your brain going, whoa, no way. We get to cultural priming because the sensed presence could be anything from God to demon, maybe a lost loved one. And what they found that's so fascinating is it depended upon the expectations of the person donning the helmet. If they were not told, if the patients or participants in the experiment were not told what the experiment involved, about 80% of people wearing the God helmet reported sensing an unseen presence. And this shows us crucial information. First, most amazingly, the God helmet does work, just not for everyone and not all the time. And I don't know about you guys, but I first really learned about the God helmet thanks to the famously kind and not curmudgeonly Richard Dawkins.
Oh, I really liked that guy for a long time in my life. It's not that I don't like him now. It's just I don't know. I kind of lived on his word for a little while there, but
didn't he have a cancellation moment kind of though, guys? Is that a thing?
Well, I don't know. I just he goes hard on the paint when it comes to shooting down anything that could be even, you know, slightly just veering on the edge about there.
He's trying to cancel religion, and he would agree with us saying that.
He had the Humanist of the Year award stripped from him for making some anti-trans comments.
Oh wow. Okay. Well,
that's weird for a skeptic.
I agree. Okay. That's back in 2021.
Okay. Well, he also did not get the God helmet vibe. He put it on again, famously, we could call him huge critic of religion. Some folks have called him a militant atheist. He tries on the God helmet and he says, look, I felt a little bit dizzy. I had some twitchy legs for a minute. And this led Persinger to believe that some people may, for one reason or another, be inherently more inclined to have these experiences, maybe due to genetic factors, maybe cultural factors. And let's remember, the God helmet was invented pretty recently in the grand scheme of things. So how do we explain other people having encounters, epiphanies, experiences with what they saw as the divine? Well, it must mean that you don't always have to have the technology to do this. Your pre-existing beliefs and expectations, they have a huge influence on how folks would explain the God helmet to themselves. You already believe in God, right? Or gods or angels. Your brain is going to instantly conclude that's what you're encountering.
Totally.
We'll pause for a moment for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Man, folks, the buzz surrounding GLP-1 treatments is ubiquitous. However, are you aware of Future Health? You should be, because they streamlined the process of connecting with qualified GLP-1 specialists.
For sure. GLP-1s have been an absolute game changer for a handful of folks in my life. Some people just struggle with what they call that food noise, and it's not just a quick fix. It can actually be a way of helping manage that food noise and propel you towards having a little bit more control of your body and your life when you pair it with good diet and exercise.
We recommend you take the quick Future Health 3-minute survey. From there, if approved by a clinician, you'll get prescribed and get meds delivered to your door within 24 hours.
So find out if weight loss meds are right for you in 3 minutes at tryfh.com. That's tryfh.com.
Tryfh.com.
Future Health is not a healthcare services provider. Meds are prescribed at provider's discretion. Results may vary. Sponsored by Future Health.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play. Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hi, everyone. It's Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb from the Today Show. We love this time of year. There's so much to celebrate.
That's right. Nobody does the holidays quite like Today. All season long, join us for special performances with the brightest stars.
Plus, festive recipes to whip up the perfect holiday feast and great deals on the hottest toys and gifts for everyone on your list.
So join us every morning on NBC to make Today your home for the holidays.
Chronic migraine is 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine before they start. Botox is not approved for adults with migraine who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. Botox prevents, on average, 8 to 9 headache days a month versus 6 to 7 for placebo.
Botox is a prescription medicine injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis, or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Talk to your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
Joel, as you know, my father served in the military. He was in satellite communications, SATCOM. I'm not sure if that's what they still call it these days.
Sounds cool.
But when I think about him, truly, and the other veterans I know, I'm reminded of their quiet strength, their resilience. Those are some of the qualities they carry with them long after their service ends. Well, at Navy Federal Credit Union, every day is Veterans Day, and they are proud to have served the military community for over 90 years.
Veterans Day only highlights Navy Federal's everyday commitment, because Navy Federal serves more than 2 million veterans by providing the support they need to succeed financially. They offer members exclusive rates, discounts, and perks, and 45% of their employees are directly tied to the military. So Navy Federal understands the needs of the veterans they serve.
That's right. Navy Federal donates to not-for-profits focused on veterans, like The Mission Continues and Rebuilding Together. It's good to see an organization prioritize those who have served our country. And remember that active duty veterans and their families can join Navy Federal Credit Union. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/veterans. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
And we've returned.
Guys, it took me to a place to contemplate fasting and this concept of depriving yourself of food for a long enough time, right, to get closer in some way to the spiritual side, right? To God in some way, to show your devotion. And what if it is, or was at least, originally a physical way to make your mind get closer there?
Well, it's sort of like self-flagellation, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you whip yourself enough, then your fight or flight triggers will kick in that you are actually causing, and perhaps cause you to experience that third man syndrome. Like, is the third man God? You know, I don't know. I mean, it's very
or explained as such.
Yeah. And also, I found an article. I just love the headline. It was in the UK's Guardian Bad Science column. And it says, "Bring me a God helmet and bring it now," by Ben Goldacre. And he just described it really beautifully. It says, the temporal lobes have long been implicated in religious experiences. Epileptic seizures in that part of the brain, for example, can produce mystical experiences and visions. Persinger's helmet stimulates those temporal lobes with weak electromagnetic fields through the skull, and in various published papers, this stimulation has been shown to induce a sensed presence under blinded conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would also add to this pre-God helmet, to that point, meditation, which is still practiced, meditation can create that sense of psychological isolation, the diving into your inner world to see if there's something that reaches out to you. So it is completely possible. Even weirdly enough, Maynard came from Tool.
Maynard James Keenan. This. Yes.
Yes, Keenan. Yes, old Maynard recommends the similar thing. You know, you could also perhaps use drugs or hallucinogens to induce this stuff. He said, yeah, that's fine. Try it a couple times, but then figure out the natural way to get there on your own.
I think it's capsaicin. Guys,
Spicy boys. Yes.
No, but really, like, you guys have had that experience where, like, if I eat something so spicy, it is this moment of it's almost clarity, because you cease thinking about anything else. I wonder if it is the same thing or close to the same thing.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine recently turned me on to a study. I'll see if I can find it for later, but where there are these like Jainist monks, I believe, or these specific sect of monks that will do this intense form of meditation where they stare at a candle flame for like days on end. And the study has shown that it genuinely produces an experience almost identical to that of being on DMT.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. Meditation, focused meditation can do this. The mind, the thoughts that you choose to experience over time can have physiological impact upon your brain. Shout out the knowledge. Shout out Buddhist meditation.
Shout out the infinite social scroll that is doing the opposite of what we're talking about.
Yeah, depends on how you curate it, right? Another example about priming, let's say you are pining for a long-lost loved one. They have been on your mind for some time. Now, obviously, bad faith actors purporting to be mediums have made bank off this since time immemorial. But you may, if you're wearing a God helmet, because you're primed to think of that person, you may feel the presence you have interacted with or encountered is that person from beyond the grave. And if you're more secular, you haven't been primed at all, then you get to a hilarious kind of catch-22 situation. One side of your brain is going bonkers, saying, man, there's something there. There's something there. The other side says, oh, what is it? And the first side of your brain says, the fuck, I don't know. And then you take off the helmet.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just had a conversation about this with somebody. We do have the genetic code of our ancestors in our code, or at least bits and pieces of it, right? Sure. Segments of it. Mm-hmm. So there's another whole thing. If you get in, you know, you dig deeper into that, then potentially there is some kind of interaction that you could be having, not only with the neural connections and the memories you have of that person, but with the actual code that is a part of you.
It's very Graham Hancock. Yeah, I've read those books. That the idea that Graham Hancock takes it a little bit further and argues that what is often described as quote unquote junk DNA is actually memory encoded. It reminds me of our earlier Strange News segment where we're talking, or earlier listener mail segment, where we're talking about the possibility of genetic memory. And thank you, Anonymous, for sending us a really cool picture of your dog. Just going to leave that one there. But okay, so we've got these things. We all saw the email. That's a champion dog right there, top tier. We've got these things, trauma and survival. So we know the factors influencing the experience. We know that the experience can be purposely, or something like it can be purposely created through technology, the God helmet. We also know there's a really fascinating argument that once upon a time, the human brain was more divided, whether that be to culture, whether that be to psychology, something environmental that we can't explain. But I'm thinking if we take all these, if we treat them like puzzle pieces, maybe we can use them to build a better picture of this thing we call the third man mystery. The neuroscience really is one of the key players here, right? Like neuroscience is pretty legit. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's definitely a thing. You can get a degree in it. We know several people that have those.
We do. Yeah, you're right. I guess maybe that's a little bit of a softball for me to go, no, you guys, this neuroscience thing.
Bullshit. No, I'm just kidding.
So it does show us that, like you were saying earlier, Noel, there are plenty of studies on the activity of the brain, and they show increased activity in areas associated with social cognition and self-awareness, right? Like, I am in a school of fish. Which fish am I? How do I relate to the other fish? During what are called simulated isolation experiments, you put someone alone, you put them in the hole, you see what happens to their brain. It looks like your brain starts to work overtime to fill the void by left in the absence of real social interaction. So in short, if we do not have friends, our brains, if you're human, may start working to make them.
Man, that's so weird because I think back to Shackleton and how there were three human beings there.
That's
experiencing
the
same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so does that, but then that. We also know about like collective hallucinations. Does that explain that? If people usually experience those under duress.
like Folie à Deux?
100%.
Yeah. That's another piece of the puzzle that's difficult for us to grapple with. So the God helmet shows us, proves that certain subtle magnetic stimulations can create the feeling of an unseen presence. We also know from our earlier episode on the science of ghosts, which was dope, honestly, we know that certain infrasound frequencies can create the experience of sensing a ghost.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, and shout out to, I don't know if we should talk about it real quick, guys. We got a pretty cool live event coming up in the new year where we're going to talk about a lot of that kind of stuff. Infrasound, how sound can affect our physicality and our mental state.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
If you've got your calendars for 2025 out, go ahead and write down these dates, February 19th through the 21st.
In Brooklyn, New York, at the Wythe Hotel.
That's the On Air Fest at the legendary National Sawdust venue. We can't wait for you to be there. We'll have more information emerging as we get closer. No word yet on whether or not we'll have a God helmet, but oh, really, must. The God helmet's the friends we made along the way.
Dude, that's also true.
We're going to turn that entire venue into a God helmet, you guys.
It's going to be God tier, that's for sure.
And speaking of God helmet, we noted again, as we're building out our puzzle pieces here, the God helmet may not be necessary to trigger these experiences. Other factors or mixtures of factors could produce a similar result, as we talked about in depth a few minutes ago. But the God helmet itself, again, it doesn't appear to conjure entities that tell you to do a specific set of actions. Telling you to do something, helping you do something, that is the primary defining factor of third man syndrome. And I posit the bicameral mind might help us solve for that part.
Yeah. I think there's also something to this figure. I mean, this doesn't go into explaining it, you guys, but a figure that is there that is just pushing forward. Right. So just to go back to that Shackleton experience, you've got three guys who are, on their last legs doing everything they can to move one foot forward. And you've got this third party, fourth party, I guess, that is just trudging through the snow and just isn't stopping.
And not that, laughing all the way.
But just that thing that you are both visualizing, hearing, sensing, all that stuff that just continues.
Yeah, it's similar perhaps to the stories of what's sometimes called hysterical strength. So you can actually, if you're a human being, you can actually lift and move way more stuff than you feel like you can ordinarily. Your body just has hard mental constraints to stop you from hurting yourself.
Yeah.
And so in times of emergency, like the common trope that you always hear is a mother lifts the back of a car to save her kid and maybe gives themselves injuries in the process because they're able to bypass that stuff. So if the bicameral mind is telling us that people can experience a form of disassociation due to a number of factors, then we're looking at neurological, environmental, cultural, psychological, something adds into this stew and creates the certitude that an internal thought is coming from an external source. In those cases, in the bicameral mind theory, those voices from the aether do tell people to do certain things, to take certain actions.
All right, let's take a quick pause, hear a word from our sponsor, and then we'll jump right back into this conversation on the third man theory.
Man, folks, the buzz surrounding GLP-1 treatments is ubiquitous. However, are you aware of Future Health? You should be, because they streamlined the process of connecting with qualified GLP-1 specialists.
For sure. GLP-1s have been an absolute game changer for a handful of folks in my life. Some people just struggle with what they call that food noise, and it's not just a quick fix. It can actually be a way of helping manage that food noise and propel you towards having a little bit more control of your body and your life when you pair it with good diet and exercise.
We recommend you take the quick Future Health 3-minute survey. From there, if approved by a clinician, you'll get prescribed and get meds delivered to your door within 24 hours.
So find out if weight loss meds are right for you in 3 minutes at tryfh.com. That's tryfh.com.
Tryfh.com. Future Health is not a healthcare services provider. Meds are prescribed at provider's discretion. Results may vary. Sponsored by Future Health.
Hi, everyone. It's Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb from the Today Show. We love this time of year. There's so much to celebrate.
That's right. Nobody does the holidays quite like Today. All season long, join us for special performances with the brightest stars.
Plus, festive recipes to whip up the perfect holiday feast and great deals on the hottest toys and gifts for everyone on your list.
So join us every morning on NBC to make Today your home for the holidays.
What is chronic migraine?
It's 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more. Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. It's not approved for adults with migraine who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. Ask your doctor about Botox.
Botox is a prescription medicine injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis, or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Talk to your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
Joel, as you know, my father served in the military. He was in satellite communications, SATCOM. I'm not sure if that's what they still call it these days.
Sounds cool.
But when I think about him, truly, and the other veterans I know, I'm reminded of their quiet strength, their resilience. Those are some of the qualities they carry with them long after their service ends. Well, at Navy Federal Credit Union, every day is Veterans Day, and they are proud to have served the military community for over 90 years.
Veterans Day only highlights Navy Federal's everyday commitment, because Navy Federal serves more than 2 million veterans by providing the support they need to succeed financially. They offer members exclusive rates, discounts, and perks, and 45% of their employees are directly tied to the military. So Navy Federal understands the needs of the veterans they serve.
That's right. Navy Federal donates to not-for-profits focused on veterans like The Mission Continues and Rebuilding Together. It's good to see an organization prioritize those who have served our country. And remember that active duty veterans and their families can join Navy Federal Credit Union. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/veterans. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
No.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
And we've returned. Let's learn more about the third man syndrome.
To me, though, sometimes even when we drill down into the science of some of these metaphysical kind of experiences, it doesn't like cheapen it
not
to
at
me
all.
At all. If yeah. anything, I mean, I think they do coexist the way you so beautifully put it earlier, science and spirituality.
Well, yeah. Good news. I think it's the world we live in.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird because, you know, if there is a force out there that is so much grander and greater than us, I can't imagine a version of it where it cares what you call it, you know, it really cares how you worship it.
Wouldn't that be the weirdest thing to get hung up on? Can you imagine?
Like, but yet people murder each other over it.
Yeah, they murder each other here. I'm talking about what the metaphysical death sentence of going to damnation on a technicality.
Yeah.
Well, buddy.
But that's what so many religions are based on. It's a technicality. If you don't believe in this exact way, St. Peter's sending you home. But
you ate
home
the wrong animal once. Yeah, you did get baptized, buddy. But whoa, let me stop you at the gate. Did you get sprinkles or did you get dunked?
Dude, as you get closer to the center, the smiling man doesn't care what you call him. He's just waiting for you in the black barn. That's a shout out to Gideon Falls.
That's Gideon Falls. Really good. Really good.
And Ben, to your point, your baptismal materials were not approved. you know, for use or whatever.
Let me see the tip of your penis.
Yes, please. Oh, no, when you say it like that.
Yeah, you're like, wow, heaven is way more intense than I thought.
You were that close. Sorry.
Matt is clearly indicating a foreskin.
A foreskin's distance away from the divine.
A foreskin to hell. The new tell-all memoir of the afterlife by your pals. It's stuff they don't want you to know. I mean, yeah, we can't cast. We never do. And I think we're all, this is very important to all of us. I'm extremely proud of us on the show for never casting aspersion on spiritual beliefs. There is a surprisingly fascinating collection of science that's ongoing that might explain what's happening with third man syndrome. And because cultural perspective and cultural framework is such a big part of what may be going on here, that means it's the opposite of dismissing spirituality. It means spirituality must be acknowledged as a piece of the explanation. I mean, think about it. You're on death's door. It's the worst day or days of your life. And you, the you that you think of as yourself, that you has given up. Donezo. And then your brain, in a last ditch effort to keep the whole show going, conjures up another version, a better version of you temporarily. It says, you're not alone. Can't give up now. Hold my hand. Walk a little further over the next hill. I will take you somewhere safe.
Hold my beer.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, and that version of you might be a loved one that passed away, right? Because that's how your brain ends up visualizing it, and it knows that you will be motivated by that specific person.
Well, and so often when we talk about the idea of experiencing ghosts too, or like, you know, what's apparitions out in the world, oftentimes we link those experiences back to memory. You know, the idea of being haunted, quote unquote, or visited by a loved one is really just a different way of experiencing your love and your memories of that person manifesting in a way that can help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's a positive conspiracy. It's a positive weaponization of very complex mechanisms. I mean, science seems to imply that the third man factor is an internal conspiracy on the part of your brain, but not to hurt you, just to try to help you. And again, we have to say, this has not been proven because, spoiler, folks, it is cartoonishly difficult to study this in a lab because you can't, you know, right now you can't legally strap a brain monitoring device on someone and just slap them on the keister and push them out into the Arctic until they starve. Oh. You can't do that just to see what happens.
We're getting there with VR though, soon enough.
Hey, that's a really good point, man. Yeah.
Shout out Unit 731. Sorry.
Also, their science was bad.
Yep. But they were doing crap like that.
They were. They're part of the reason we have such strict ethical guidelines now. I mean, also, what's that movie with Kiefer Sutherland? I used to love it, where those med students start taking themselves to near-death experiences.
It is called Flatliners.
Yeah! You guys remember Flatliners?
Yeah, not great, but interesting and of its time.
No, I love that concept. Really smart, inquisitive people are like, you know what? Let's just kill each other a little bit and see what happens.
Who's got the right blanket for this? That was a big plot point, right? Flatliners, Jacob's Ladder was another one kind of in that.
That's a good one. Jacob's Ladder. Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, Ben, earlier when we were talking about this, the quote occurred to me. What is it? If you're dying and you're hanging on, you'll see devils tearing your life away. But if you make peace, then the devils become angels freeing you from the earth.
Oh, that's cool. Is that from Jacob's Ladder?
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Flatliners, I will defend. I mean, it's obviously no vibes, but it does show this idea of, you know, it's a horror movie. We don't want to spoil it too much, but one of the big debates they have for a while is whether they are encountering external forces because they've pierced the mortal veil or the mortal pale, or whether they are doing something to their brains through near-death experiences that make them perceive an internal thing as an external thing. And that's where we have to say, don't try to give yourself an NDE. Now, even if you have a lab, don't do it. It's super tricky, and you only have to mess up once.
Oh, for sure. Guys, do you mind if I give one more example just of this that I found was really sweet?
Absolutely.
And it made me, I don't know. It actually made me feel good. It's another example that came from our buddy John Geiger there from his The Third Man Factor. And this was a person named Stephanie Schwab, I want to say, who went into one of those underwater cave systems. You know, the ones where people take their scuba equipment and sure. go deep into caverns mm-hmm. that are labyrinthine. And the only way you know where you are inside that thing is through a guideline that is mm-hmm. connected to you and attached to you. So you can then follow that line back out of the system. Cause there's no way in the darkness of that cave with your little lights, you'd be able to find your way out. Well, in this specific instance in 1997, Stephanie lost her guideline while she's deep in this cave system. Mm-hmm. And she began running out of oxygen and panicking. And for her, at least what she experienced was that a presence was with her that she ascribed to her recently dead husband mm-hmm. who helped her calm down, find the guideline at the very, you know, you're talking about time running out, find the guideline and pull herself out. I just think that's amazing that she had that in her and had that experience, which is really beautiful if you think about it. But just that maybe all of us have in us the potential to either save ourselves through all these mechanisms we've described or to actually get some kind of outside help from someone who's been in our lives. I just think it's, I don't know, sweet.
Mm-hmm. When it works out, it definitely is. We also have to remember that there have statistically, if everything we're saying is somewhat on base, there have statistically been moments where the third man came too late.
Well, yeah, we would never know, right?
We'll never know. There also is still a great stigma around reporting or sharing these experiences. Partially, that's because people don't want to seem like they're off base, right? Or mentally asymmetrical. The third man syndrome is a mysterious phenomenon. Still, even this evening, we know something is definitely happening, but what? According to all the science so far, that appears to be the stuff your brain doesn't want you to know. And if you trust us, folks, if you've come this far with us, thank you again for your time. We would love to hear your stories. If you have encountered something like this, something you cannot explain, and if any of what we've explored over these past two episodes has spoken to you, tell us about it. We'd love to learn more, and we'd love to potentially share your stories with your fellow listeners. You can find us via email. You can give us a call. We also are on all sorts of internet lines.
That's right. Catch us outside, online. That's where we are. We exist at the handle Conspiracy Stuff, where we exist on Facebook with our Facebook group, Here's Where It Gets Crazy, on X, FKA Twitter, and on YouTube with video content galore for your perusing enjoyment. On Instagram and TikTok, however, we are Conspiracy Stuff Show.
We have a phone number. It is 1-833-STDWYTK. It's a voicemail system. When you call in, you've got 3 minutes. Give yourself a cool nickname and let us know if we can use your name and message on the air. If you got more to say than can fit in that voicemail, why not instead send us a good old-fashioned email? We are
the entities that read every piece of correspondence we receive. Be well aware, yet unafraid. Sometimes the void writes back. Join us out here in the dark. You can send us any old thing. We love episode suggestions. We want to hear your third man stories. We also welcome your jokes. Could I share one if we haven't gotten to it yet, guys? It's my favorite. Okay. Zevius Rex sent something so good. I had to write back to you directly, Zevius. You said, "My dog got into our Scrabble game. His next bowel movement could spell disaster."
That's very funny. Hey, at least it's definitely a cut above humorous Harry. I will say that. Multiple cuts.
So I'm bringing this up to thank you, Zevius Rex, and thank everybody who, again, trust us enough to reach out and hang with us here in the dark. Join us, conspiracy@iHeartRadio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Am I doing the right thing with my finances? Am I saving enough? Can I buy a house? Am I paying too much in taxes? Will I be able to retire? Putting a financial plan together feels impossible. What if I told you there was another way? Take Facet's free financial wellness quiz to get your score and a snapshot of your current financial health. Visit Facet.com now and discover your financial wellness score today. That's F-A-C-E-T.com.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth Incorporated is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.
Hey, it's me, Tyler. Bose open earbuds are stylish. The color, the way it looks almost like an earring, you know? So I feel like it could go with anything. My style is very fun. I feel like I always look like I'm on holiday. I just really like playing around with it and tying it to the music. So yeah, I really feel like the music I'm making right now feels like a holiday, so I want to look like it too. Check out Bose.com for more.
Oh man, nothing is worse than a bad cold that knocks you down hard. That's why it's convenient to keep the new Theraflu soft chews right at your fingertips. They have the same multi-symptom relief that you get from Theraflu. Not only are they packed with the power of Theraflu in every single bite, but the easy-to-take chewables are simpler than making soup or tea or whatever. So be prepared and grab some new Theraflu soft chews. Fast, anywhere relief by your side. Use as directed.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
Imagine the most beautiful panoramic setting. Endless waves crashing on a beach. Kids playing in the park. Now, right smack in the middle of your perfect picture, imagine just one piece of litter. It doesn't fit, does it? And it simply doesn't belong anywhere. Certainly not in California. Not even one piece. Good news? If we work together, we will change it all. Clean California. Zero litter is the goal. CleanCA.com.